July 4, 1937. How God wants to form many of His divine lives in each creature. How one who lives in the divine volition becomes the bearer of all and of everything to her Creator. I found myself all invested with the divine volition, everywhere and in all places I found it in active wanting to give me its life. Oh! How happy I felt in feeling its empire that, at any cost, with its loving stratagems, wanted to enclose its perennial life in me. I remained surprised, and my always lovable Jesus, visiting my poor and little soul, with His usual goodness and sweetness, told me, "My blessed daughter, if you knew how I delight and how my love pours itself out in manifesting to you our celestial secrets, in what state of love our Supreme Being, our adorable will, finds itself, in order to give me delight you would press me to tell you in what state we find ourselves in the midst of creatures, and the great good that we can do to them. Now, you know how our immensity envelops everything, our power and strength are such that we carry everything and everyone as though in our arms as if they were a little feather. All this is the nature of our being thrice holy. So much so, that if we wanted to become smaller, we could not. Our immensity and power flow in each fiber of the heart, in all the breaths, in the rapidity of the blood that flows in the veins, in the speed of each thought. We are actors and spectators, and aware of everything. But this is nothing, these are just the qualities of our Supreme Being. What is most astounding, is that we want to form as many lives of ours in each creature. This is the operating of God, to have the virtue of being able to form as many divine lives for as many creatures as He has issued to the light of day. After all, the creature is ours, created by us. We live together, and because we love her, our love leads us with an irresistible strength and our unique power to form ourselves as life in her. And our creative art, not content with just creating the creatures, in the ardor of its love wants to create itself in the created person. See then, in what condition we find ourselves in the midst of the human family, in act of constantly forming lives of ours in them. But our creative art remains rejected, suffocated, unable to continue our divine creation. While we live together with them, and they live at our expense, they live because they live of us, yet we have the great sorrow of not being able to form our life in them, while this would be our highest contentment, the greatest glory that they would give us, if they gave us the freedom to let us be life of each creature. But do you know where we are free to form this life of ours? In one who lives in our will. Our divine fiat prepares for us the raw materials with which to form our life. It puts its power, its sanctity and its love in attitude of operating, and calls us into the depth of the soul. And we, finding the adaptable and workable materials, form our divine life with unspeakable love. Not only do we form it, but we grow it. And to our greatest enjoyment and delight we carry out our creative art around this celestial creature, and we begin the chain of prodigies. She, by possessing her Creator and our will operating in her, becomes the bearer of all and of everything. If she thinks, she brings to us the thoughts of all, and makes herself substitutor and repairer of all human intelligences. If she speaks, if she works, if she walks, she brings the words, the works, the steps of all. The very creation becomes her decorous cortege, and she makes herself bearer of the heavens, of the stars, of the sun, of the wind, of everything. She leaves nothing behind, she brings to us the homage, the glory of all our created things, even the homage of the sweet singing of the tiny little bird. Because she possesses the life of He who created her, all things form a crown around her. Even more, all of them want to be carried by she who possesses the speaking act, so that for each of them she may narrate the speaking love story through which they were created by their Creator. So, one who possesses our will acquires our jealousy of love, which is such that we want everything for ourselves. And this, with highest justice, because there is nothing we have not given, and therefore, by justice, we want everything. In the same way, taken by our same folly of love, She wants everything, in order to give us everything, and she jealously wants to bring everything to us so as to speak to us, for all and for each created thing, her little word of love. Therefore, one who lives in our will is never alone. First, she is with her Creator, with whom she is always in a contest of love, to see how they can love each other more. And since all things are around her, she becomes the bearer of everything to the one who loves her, who, being infinite love, wants to see in the creature all things converted into love for love of him. Fiat.